Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Hey, we up on the weekend, baby. Try to get ready for it.
How you feeling? It's on its way now. It's on its way. On its way. Don't you worry.
It's on its way. Yeah. It's definitely on its way, and we got the big matchup this weekend in NFL. Can't wait to get into that. But I'll be remiss if I don't talk about the NFL head coaching situation. I just wanted to get that in there a little bit. Eric Bieniemy came out for a long time. A lot of people were speaking for him. And by the way, he hadn't got a job yet. He's interviewed seven times, but hadn't got a job yet. And a lot of people like us and me, and I guess we've been talking about it, and maybe oftentimes talking for him. But he came out and started talking for himself on yesterday and pretty much basically saying, like, I'm good. I'm straight. I mean, you know, he said, I think I'm qualified for a job. And, you know, if I get one, I get one. If I don't, I don't. But I'm good. Pretty much. I mean, I kind of like kind of scaled it down to what he said. But that's a lot of things that he said yesterday. And but I'm still of the opinion that it's. I heard a stat the other day, or this morning, I think Jay Will was talking about, it's been, over the last few years, it's been 26 head coaching jobs that have come open, and only two African Americans have been hired in those jobs. That's kind of sad, Matt.
Yeah, regardless. That's real sad.
Regardless, it's kind of sad. And again, I don't know. I don't quite know why. I really don't know why. I mean, I know why, but I really don't know why if things are still going the way they're going. But when you're in a power position, you make decisions. Just for example, the guy who just got hired for the Rams, who was North Carolina A&T, I can't remember his name right now, he's a new GM for the Detroit Lions. He ended up hiring a young guy from the Rams who is not African American to play to coach the Detroit Lions. But the word on the street is that was his decision to make in terms of the head coaching job. So it's like you put a GM in place who typically you think will hire the head coach. Most of them do sometimes. In this case, the head coach responsibility went to the owner or somebody above him. So kind of took that power out of his hands. So I don't know. It just makes you think about this in terms of have we made progress? Are we even trying to make progress in this space?
No, we're not trying to make progress. I mean, if it happens, it happens, but we're not being intentional about it. I mean, we'll look, we'll kind of dance around, but for the most part, we like what we like, and we're going to continue to do what we like. And, you know, I always go back to the words from the great Tony Dungy when he said, these guys hire who they like or who they feel comfortable with, who makes them feel comfortable. And very few of us can say people unlike ourselves, whether it be skin, color, what have you, just unlike ourselves, make us feel comfortable. And that's the cold hard fact. Whatever you got, it's certain things you got to have in common, certain things you make me feel when we interact for me to feel comfortable. Well, that's the truth of the matter.
Well, we always and I move on off of this in a minute, but we always recently talked about it's the same profile people are looking for. The young, white, offensive minded coach. Philadelphia Eagles just hired one, almost the exact. The exact profile. Nick Sirianni, I think it is. 39 years old, was the offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. Matt Vay, LaFleur. I mean, you can see it happen. It's almost, it's like a cookie cutter kind of thing. And that's what's going on. Airbnb doesn't, I mean, he fits into, I'm not sure how old he is, so I can't really say that. But he's an offensive coordinator man, but he doesn't fit, doesn't check those other boxes like white and maybe young, 39 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. That's really, I mean, that's, the fact of the matter, that's the truth. Somebody call me and tell me I'm crazy. That is actually the truth behind that. So, you know, and if you make that decision and you want to be comfortable with a Nick Sirianni, who's, and by the way, Todd Bowles interviewed for that job in Philadelphia. I'm not really a fan of Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles had his shot at New York Jets. He screwed that up. So, I mean, he didn't screw it up. I mean, he had a shot. I'm talking about give somebody who hadn't had a shot before. I got a problem with recycling coaches, too. What a black, white, green, and blue. I'm still got a But get some new guys. Get some new guys an opportunity.
But give him a shot.
Yeah.
Reset, give him a shot.
Give him a shot. But that's the profile that you have in the way. But anyway, speaking of Arab enemy, we're going to see him, his team in action this weekend. And we got Green Bay and Kansas City came back. We got Tampa Bay and Buffalo. Which matchup do you want to see, Mac?
I really want to see the Kansas City thing not interesting. I really want to see Tampa Bay. I want to see how far he can go. I want to see how far Tom Brady can go. I mean, I know it sounds great. I want to see how far he can go.
Okay, well, you know, I want to see how far. That's my guy. So I mean, Tom Brady is my guy. So let's talk about D.C. You got Tampa Bay and Buffalo here?
Yes, I want to see Tampa Bay and Buffalo, and I'll explain why real quick.
Yeah, please.
So what's Buffalo known for? Right? They went to 4 straight Super Bowls. What are they known for? Losing.
Wait a minute. So let me back up. Make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
You want to see Tampa Bay and Buffalo play when?
In the Super Bowl.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl. Okay. That's the Super Bowl matchup that I want to see.
Okay.
Buffalo, what are they known for? Losing, right? Went to 4 straight Super Bowls, but they lose all 4, okay? And the better part of the last 2 decades, in their same division, they've had a look at a Tom Brady-led New England Patriots team twice every year. Everything they've done as an organization has been to try and beat that team, and they never could. Never could get past them. But now that he's gone, they find themselves deep in the playoffs. Could you imagine that the guy who led the team that they couldn't get past in New England, you have an opportunity to win your first Super Bowl and it's against that same guy? And here's the thing. Tom Brady has owned the Buffalo Bills throughout his career. I mean, New England Patriots just owned that entire division.
Right.
So exactly. Imagine that. Like, Tom Brady playing against a team against from his former division that he's owned for the better part of 20 years, and that team Buffalo gets to face the guy that held him down for so long. That's the matchup that I want to see. Could you imagine Buffalo gets their first win and it actually comes at the expense of a Tom Brady led team, gets their first Super Bowl?
I guess the thing is, think about it. They've been there. Remember, they went for 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And couldn't get it done. And now they get it done against their nemesis, you know, who's held them out over the last 20-some years or so. Good point. Even though they weren't that good, though.
Yes, very, very true. Very good point. But even the times they did make the playoffs, they always had to play on the road.
That's true. Well, my game is, you know, I think, I want to see the battle of the MVPs. You know, Patrick Mahomes and, of course, my main man, Aaron Rodgers. I think this is a quarterback league. We know this. And I think 2 of the best will play in that game. I think it'll be epic. You know, even though Mahomes played last year against the 49ers. You know, he was still doing this coming out party kind of thing. But this is, he's established himself. You know, he's on State Farm commercials just like Aaron Rodgers is. So, you know, they I just think that this would be an offensive explosion on both sides. Both of these guys can get their offenses in gear. So I think the ratings would be extremely high, and I think it'd be one of the better Super Bowls we've seen in quite some time. Unlike, even though last year was pretty good, but the year before then with the Rams and of course the Patriots was terrible, boring game. But this would be an exciting game. So I think that's what I want to see. I think that's what the world wants to see.
Mm.
Questions.
I would not mind that matchup, to be honest.
Right, it's okay, right. But you say the world. You say the world wants to see, though. That's what got me. You say the world.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of over the top. You know, I get a little pumped up. I put a little yeast in it from time to time. So I apologize for that.
You put it on 10. You put it on 10, but that's okay. I'm okay with that.
We do have a poll question up today, by the way, related to this topic. Which Super Bowl matchup do you want to see? So it's out there at Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter.
Ooh.
Bucks, ooh. Chiefs, Packers, Bills, Packers, Chiefs, Bucks, Bills. So vote for what the matchup that you want to see. Right now, early lead. Again, it's very, very early. We just posted this. Packers, Bills leading the way. Second to that is Packers, Chiefs.
Packers, Chiefs is going to. Packers, Chiefs is going to. No, but to be honest with you, I mean. Just no disrespect. No, when people say that, you are really disrespecting them. But no disrespect to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they're a lot exciting. They're much more exciting now than they've ever been. No, great quarterback, great wide receiver. But you know what? In the Super Bowl,
why not?
I'm not trying to. I mean, that would mean that Patrick Mahomes won't be there.
That's okay. But you've already said it. You've already seen him there.
He said okay.
This season, right? Straight?
Yeah. But Josh Allen is a young up-and-coming, what we're expecting now, possibly a star. I mean, he became a star overnight this season. But yeah, I think it'd be fun to watch him in a Super Bowl because that guy is fun to watch. I get it. He's not Patrick Mahomes. Nobody is. But he's still a fun player to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not. I mean, yeah, okay, that's true. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is the most amazing guy to watch. Because Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers is like, he just show up out there like, hey, man, what's the play? Like, he just be straight balling. He don't get flustered.
He sure up like he the OC, everything else. He sure up like he all.
I mean, think about it. Even they be coming out, he just step up in the pocket, move to the side, come out of the pocket, just flip the ball out like it ain't nothing, go back in the huddle. I mean, he don't get – and you got to admire – I mean, and this is the midst of them bullets coming at him, man, from the defensive side of the ball. You have to take your head out to him. It's unbelievable. By the way, I tell you one damn thing. This time on Monday, we'll know. We'll know exactly what the deal is this time on Monday. So we can't wait to talk about that. Pivoting real quick, we got on the basketball court, we got two big matchups coming in that involve two of our college basketball teams. By the way, where the hell is NC State playing again? Because I see it. Oh, they play tomorrow. Okay, my bad. That was great to say. Carolina. They'll play Carolina tomorrow. And that game is where?
In Chapel Hill.
No, nowhere.
We last time they won in Chapel Hill. Mm. It's been a while.
Yeah, keep on saying that.
It's been a while. Now, keep in mind, State did defeat Carolina a few weeks ago. So this is like the matchup. That game is on at 2 o'clock on ESPN. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, we're going to have it. What you guys think, Mac? Who you got coming out? Carolina or State, what you got?
Man, you got to ask that question.
Yes, I do, because when you said
State going to be State.
Oh, okay.
State is going to beat State. It is. I mean, come on now. I just don't want it to be by 50. You know, maybe 10, please. Keep it low.
I think that 50 was the last time they played against Florida State. Florida State, I can't remember what the score was, but it was a big number. I know that.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
You know what? It's funny. What year you moved here, K-Man? You moved here. What year you moved to North Carolina?
1995. It was a 4 or 5. 95, I believe.
And, D.C., you've been here. How many years you been here?
I moved here fall 2014, so 6 and a half.
Okay, so what's the basketball rivalry, college basketball rivalry, D.C., here in this area? What two teams are – what's the rivalry?
Duke and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, sir.
Okay, because you got here in 2014. Okay, Matt, what was the rivalry when you moved here? College basketball rivalry in the Triangle.
I mean, it's Duke, Carolina.
So what's interesting about that, when I moved here in the 80s, it was State, Carolina. Duke wasn't even on the damn radar. Seriously. I mean, it was State, Carolina was the game. And over the years, when Duke became more consistently good, it came to Duke, Carolina. But for a long, long time, I'm serious, like for up until the mid-80s, late 80s, it was Duke. I mean, it was Carolina, NC State. Which, and I asked that question because based on when you moved here, you have a different perspective on the rivalry. Interesting. And speaking of Duke they lost last time out. They got Louisville at 4 o'clock. So we got two big games tomorrow. Unbelievable. You got 1 and 2 Carolina State, and State at 2 o'clock, and right behind that you got Duke, Louisville. So. Sit back and relax. And I'm pretty sure most of these matchups, if not all of them, all the players and coaches will have their Pepsi Zero Sugar and their Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. And they will be rocking the official sports apparel of the Sports Shop, which is Under Armour. It's going to keep them right, and it's going to keep them tight all night. That's right.
Get it right, get it tight. Color Park, Bubba Sparks, Yin Yang Twins.
Peeled off of Wiseman, jumped in. He stole the ball from Green. And Draymond Green, furious, is teed up. Now, if that's Green, that's his second technical, and he's ejected. Was it Green or was it Wiseman? It's on Draymond Green.
Wow.
And I'm going to have the rest of that story when we get back, because it's kind of funny. It is kind of funny. And by the way, just...
Wow.
Huh? Wow.
Wow.
And by the way, just FYI, I got a text yesterday. Somebody asked me, have my hashtag Reese's Right T-shirts, have they came in yet? Because they want to buy a couple. I just want you to know that. I mean, I got a text from somebody yesterday. All right.
Tell your mama she don't have to buy that shirt.
You know what? I knew you were gonna say that. Hey man, that is so funny.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We're rocking and rolling. You know, I just gotta say this. And I always get confused. What is, guys, DC, what's the quarterback's name for the Buffalo Bills? What's his name?
Josh Allen?
Okay. I have to be honest with you. I got a mind block on Josh Allen. I want to call him Josh Turner. Who the hell is it? Who the hell is Josh? I know a Josh Turner. Josh Turner.
Hold on. Josh. You talking the country singer Josh Turner?
Yes, exactly. I came back. Oh, I bet Josh Turner at a NASCAR race. Mm. Yeah. So maybe that's what it is.
That's great.
I had this mind block. I want to call Josh Allen Josh Turner all the damn time. My bad. I mean, you know, maybe Josh Allen likes country western music. Who never knows? Who knows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of his songs right there?
Yes. Long Black Train. Yes. For those who don't know who Josh Turner is, We're gonna go to the very trusted source in Wikipedia here. Joshua Otis Turner is an American.
Otis
is an American country and gospel singer and actor. In 2003, he signed with MCA Nashville Records. That same year, his debut album title track, this song you're listening to, "Long Black Train," was his breakthrough single release. He is 47 years old and was born in Hanna, South Carolina. Now lives in Nashville.
Hold on. Middle name Otis, born in Hanna, South Carolina. Boy, I tell you the damn truth.
My man. My man, right there.
Man, we met him and his brother. We went to went down to the Coca-Cola 600 first time.
We did.
Yep. He was in the suite with us. Yeah. Okay. You notice I said suite, didn't you, DC? Did you notice that?
Hold on. Unless he was over there by the buffet, I don't remember.
Actually, that's where he was, man, for real. He met his brother.
So there's a buffet, too?
We flexing. Buffet, open bar. Are you kidding me?
DC, and a driver, if you don't
mind. And a driver. That's right. We had a driver. Yeah, had to escort the whole. That's how we get down.
I would hope there's a driver there. It's a NASCAR event.
Balumbo. Nice.
Don't worry, folks. You can catch them on Zoom every Wednesday night.
It's probably like 30-something drivers there. That was pretty damn good. I wish I would have thought of that one. That was quick, DC.
Thank you.
Okay, so Josh. Like I said, Wednesday Josh Allen. Okay, Josh Allen. I got it.
Yes, the Josh Allen that is only 24 years old, unlike Joshua Otis Turner, who's 47.
For Hanna, South Carolina.
Yes, from Hanna, South Carolina, as opposed to the Josh Allen, the 24-year-old, born in Fireball, California.
Oh, my God. Wow. Interesting. Oh, Josh Allen was born in – so he's from California, but he went to Wyoming, right?
That is correct.
What college? Wow. Yeah, how many guys started in the Super Bowl – well, in the Super Bowl that's from, Carson Wentz didn't really play in the Super Bowl. He was out. But he's from, like, North Dakota State or something like that.
Yeah, North Dakota State.
Yeah. North Dakota State.
They got a good quarterback this year. I mean, I think he didn't play because of
Trey Lance.
There you go. Look at that. You better come on. You better ask somebody. What's his name? Trey Lance.
Won't he do it?
I'll tell you. That's it. Hey, one day we're gonna have the best football names and quarterback names, like quarterback names should be like Byron Bullitt. You know, that's a hell of a name.
Byron Bullitt.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy. Speedy Lance. Look, Speedy Bricks.
Hey, man, what's the Donsky brother? Watch the Donsky. I'm calling him Donsky. You know how dog I am. He played for Auburn. They call his name is Smoke. They call him Smoke something like
No, you call him Smoke.
No, that's his name. You play for Auburn. He's a defensive back. They call him Smoke.
Smoke. Hey, Smoke. What's up?
That's what they call him. Anyway, man, let's pivot real quick because it's time for us to laugh a little bit. We DC was already his opening act based on what we just went through. But anyway, man, he is a good night this weekend. And often we rock with these unbelievable comedians that come through here. Let's call in on Houston Automotive Group Hotline. Welcome to the Sports Shop. Comedian Jeff Dye. Comedian, good morning. How you doing, Jeff?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. I love what you've done with the place.
Oh, look, we did this just for you.
I appreciate it. I like what you're wearing.
I got dressed for radio.
I love it. How you guys doing today, man? Are you guys all right?
Oh, man, we're doing great, man. Just talking a little sports, a little entertainment. Are you a sports guy, Jeff?
I'm a big sports guy. I'm a big homer, though, so I'm all Seattle. Seattle Mariners, Seattle Seahawks, and then rest in peace, my Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, don't worry about it. I think you guys will get a team. You're going to get a team back. Your team's going to be back in Seattle. Yeah.
We keep saying that. That's like when my dad left. She kept saying, "Oh, he's coming home. No, he's just at the store. He's just doing some time up in Chino. He'll be home.
She didn't say which home.
Yeah, that's the problem. We didn't meet the Sonics. They just won't come home.
You know,
Some superstar fans say, what are you talking about? They go Golden State, they go home every weekend. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. They went to Oklahoma and it broke my heart.
Wow, man. We rock with Jeff Dye, who, of course, we all know that he's, of course, actor, host, prankster in the best kind of way. He stars in NBC's new comedy adventure series, Better Late Than Ever. So I was about to ask this question, Jeff. So what do you enjoy most, the stand-up, the stuff you're doing, or in front of the big screen?
Well, I love doing TV and stuff because it pays the best. But stand-up comedy is like my first love because we can say whatever we want. We get to be ourselves. I don't have to worry about corporate or any scripts or anything like that. So definitely the stand-up comedy is my passion for sure. I also have a podcast with Russell Wilson on ESPN. It's sponsored by DraftKings. It's called Danger Talk. And if you guys have ever met Russell Wilson or ever heard Russell Wilson talk, there's not much danger to it, but it's still a good podcast.
Wait a minute, KB. You want to go first? I got about five questions after you said that. Go ahead, Mac.
I was going to say, I just want to ask. I mean, so we always joke all the time about the Good Man brand in Russell Wilson. So I'm thinking to myself, this has got to be the cleanest podcast in all the podcasts.
Russell Wilson is one of the best dudes. He is one of my close friends. I love him to death. But he is exactly the sweetheart that he pretends to be. I have never heard the dude curse. He's just the most, like, church mouse good dude,
Yep.
So that makes for an interesting podcast when you're trying to get people to share some juicy stories, and Russ just wants to talk about legacy, you know? And it's like, no, come on, man. Let's hear him talk about these ladies on the road or something. I
want to
hear something.
I know. That's what we want to hear. Man, we're talking to Jeff Dye, who's going to be a good night this weekend. Two shows, one on Friday at 7:15 and the one on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Hey, Jeff, so you know that Russell played part of his college career right here in Raleigh-Durham at NC State, right?
Half of it, yeah. He played half there and then half at Wisconsin.
Yeah, and even though he only claims – Wisconsin, I think. I've never heard him say anything.
No, he claims it both.
Does he really?
Yeah, although Wisconsin people claim him real hard. They're like, he's one of us. You know, they don't got a lot of cool people in Wisconsin, so they got to claim Russ.
Well, here's my question. Has his wife ever been on the podcast? I'm more interested in hearing from her.
Yeah, Sierra was on the podcast. She was episode like 12, I think, or episode 13. But it was so funny because since Russ is in the same house, they're together and it's a pandemic. We kept using Sierra as like, if our guest cancels, we'll have Sierra. And I was like, that must be the most highest profile backup guest in the history of guests. You see, you just kept saying it like, well, you know, if we lose Shaq this week, Sierra will do it. I was like, well, that's going to work out pretty good.
Like, that's not a bad feeling.
Yeah, that's not bad. Thing. What man could do that? Only Russell Wilson. I was very impressed.
Well, Mr. Unlimited, they called him K-Mac. Mr. Unlimited, that's what they called him. So.
Did you help him create that? Was that you?
That was Sierra, for sure. I don't think Russ comes up with any of that stuff. You've heard him talk in these interviews. Russell can talk for 45 minutes and not say nothing. That's amazing.
Oh, man. Let's get back on you, Jeff. So again, I guess you're getting back out there. Have you been out on the road, or this is one of your first ones you've done during the pandemic?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty much every weekend. It's just a little tougher because the shows, you know, they've got to socially distance and they've got to do limited capacity and stuff like that. So I've been doing shows almost every weekend, but they just haven't been, haven't been as packed because we just can't pack them out yet. But it's been a lot of fun. We had one show last night at Goodnights, and it was super fun. It was great. I'm happy to be back out on the road, but I can't wait for all this crap to be over.
Yeah, like everybody else. Go ahead, Kay.
Outstanding. I mean, you know, one of the things I was thinking about as, you know, just hearing you talk about being back, trying to get back out on the road and can't wait for it all to be over. You know, I always ask and I always try to find out, get a little insight to say the way you do with Russell. Now I'm going to try to do it with you. You know, what's been one of the kind of the oddest things that stuck out to you, the most memorable things stuck out to you being on the road or being in this business, you say, I can't believe this actually happened.
Well, I don't know what the your guys' audience is listening or demographic is, so I'll just be honest. My favorite thing about stand-up comedy is one night, you know, I'm performing in Utah, and they're the sweetest people, and they're very nice. And afterwards, we're getting pizza, and we're talking about their kids and their family. And it was just a really nice, wholesome comedy show. And then next night, I'm in Florida, and I'm out with the cook down at some strip joint. Like, every single night is so different. And I'm, like, just sitting there going, last night I was listening to some Mormon dork talk to me about his 27 kids. And tonight I'm doing – it's just – I love that every night can be different. I get to meet so many different people. And some nights, you know, one night I'm doing a show for 1,500 people, and the next night I'm doing a show for 7 people. So the variety keeps you humble. And also I just get to meet tons of different types of people from different walks of life. And it's a blessing, and it's quite an adventure too. So that's why I love it.
Oh, that's great stuff. Again, we're talking to Jeff Dye, who's at Good Nights tonight, 7:15, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. He's calling in on the Houston Automotive Group hotline. Hey, Jeff, how did you get this started? How did you get in this business? I know that's a general question, but I'm curious. How did you get started in this business?
Well, I wasn't very smart in school, got horrible grades, and I wasn't very athletic, so sports wasn't going to work out. But I found out pretty quick that class clown is a job, you know? So when high school was over, there wasn't a lot of colleges calling. So I just walked my butt over to the comedy club called Giggles, and I just started doing that. And so I knew I wanted to be a comedian ever since, like, first grade. So I always had that in mind. So I was always practicing by making the class laugh, and that's what I do now.
Wow, man. And that you do. You do a good job. Well, hey, get out there and check this guy out. Jeff, it'd be nice. We wish things were back the way they normally are, because you would have been in studio with us, and we always have a lot of fun in studio. So
that'd have been great. Well, hopefully we'll do it next time.
Absolutely, man. Right. Hey, have a great weekend. Good luck to you. And Mr. Unlimited, tell him we say hello, okay?
I will. All right, thanks, guys.
All right.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I promise you guys a very special treat before we left, and I'm telling you, it's time to get this thing going. The Go-Go, that's right, the Go-Go, the Capital City Go-Go, has announced Amber Nichols, who's joining us right now, as the new general manager. How you doing, Amber? Welcome to the Sports Shop.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful.
We're doing great.
We're doing wonderful.
We're doing
great. Glad to have you back on again. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you.
It's no shock to us, but we knew you were destined for great things. But congratulations.
I really appreciate that.
So just real quickly for people that are listening, just give us a little insight into what it's like to kind of take on the reins of being the new general manager for the Capital City Go-Go in WNBA. Talk to us about that.
NBA.
Sure. So, you know, I started the role officially on Friday. And ever since then, I've been down in Florida. The G League is going to play a season in Orlando, Florida at Disney. So we're preparing for that, and we leave on Wednesday to go embark on that journey. And I'm really excited. And so the Wizards and the Go-Go, we flex assigned some players that were in camp with the Wizards to the Erie BayHawks, which is the G League affiliate of the New Orleans Pelicans. And so I'm down here just making sure those guys develop properly and develop into the vision that the Wizards have set forth for them. And then also the second part of my role is going to be scouting and talent evaluation for the rest of the rosters that are participating in the bubble, as well as the G League Ignite team, which is a program that the G League started this year for high school graduates to forego their eligibility in college and participate in a program in the G League that allows them to be professional right off of high school graduation. So I'll be evaluating those guys. They have about 4 to 5 potential draft picks for next year. So that'll be my job down there in the bubble.
Wow, that's exciting. We're so excited to have General Manager of Cabin City Go-Go, Amber Nichols, call in on Houston Automotive Group Hotline. She's no stranger to our show. She's been on in studio with us before. I think she's assistant GM then. I can't remember what your title was. But she's a friend of Jasmine. And Jasmine's not here today. She's under weather, and she hates that she couldn't be here. Amber, but for a lot of people just listening for the first time, hearing your story, how did you give us a quick synopsis of how you got to this point? I know you're a Raleigh native. I know you played basketball in college at Richmond. But talk about how did things take off from there to get to have you arrive at the point where you are right now?
Sure. From Richmond, I went to graduate school and got my master's in sports management from the University of Georgia. And then when I was coming out of Georgia, my goal was to obviously, you know, get onto the basketball side of the NBA team. But there weren't many opportunities, and I didn't really have the experience yet outside of playing basketball. So I ended up taking a ticket sales job with the Sacramento Kings and moving across the country. And my goal there was just to simply use that job to get access to network with 30 NBA teams. And so ultimately my opportunity on the basketball side came from that job. And I ended up getting a basketball operations internship with the Wizards in 2016. And from there, I went to intern at the NBA Players Association, which is the players union. And then from there, I got my first job at the G League front office, at the NBA League office in New York. And then from there, the Capital City Go-Go started its inaugural season in 2018, and I started with them as the director of basketball operations and then was promoted to assistant general manager last August of 2019 and then promoted to general manager last Friday.
Wow. Incredible.
Outstanding. Congratulations. That is such a tremendous accomplishment. And as you move forward, you just talked about the number of programs the NBA has, the G League, and, you know, so they're going to start letting athletes come directly out of high school. And what are some of the things that I guess the G League or the NBA is putting in place to kind of prepare for that? You know, are they going to do anything differently, or is it going to be parameters are going to be a little different as far as what they do for these athletes? Are they just going to bring them right in and just and kind of get them into the fold?
So the Ignite program allows the top pretty much draft prospects out of high school to come to one program. They're going to be coached by Brian Shaw, who was a former player, former NBA assistant coach, and just has a wealth of knowledge to prepare these guys for the next level. So those guys will, you know, be coached by, you know, someone of that caliber, and then, you know, they'll play games against G League teams and get the experience there. And then also they, you know, get a wealth of player development knowledge off the court to help them prepare to be a professional off the court. And then, of course, you know, the salary is big. They make a salary. So that's you know, sort of the thing that really attracts players to that is, you know, college can't, you know, pay amateurs, but, you know, this program allows them to be professionals right away and get comfortable with, you know, money management and lifestyle and stuff like that. So it's a really good program. I'm not opposed to either option. I just, you know, would love players to do whatever they feel is best for them, and I'm supportive of either one.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Great feedback, because a lot of people go ahead, Reese.
No, go ahead. Sure.
Yeah, a lot of people probably listening, because initially, you know, conversations with people were thinking, well, that just meant players could come in and anybody that want to do it can come and go to any team they want to. But it's really not like that. This is a team designed and created for the top prospects to be able to come in and do, not just any person that's leaving high school to just want to come in and say, I want to give it a shot.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I am loving this conversation again. We're talking to Amber Nichols, who is the general manager of the NBA G League's Capital City Go-Go. She's calling in on Houston Automotive Group Hotline. I'll be remiss if I don't mention a couple of things, Amber. One is that we heard today that the Washington football team has promoted Jennifer King to assistant, full-time assistant for the Washington football team. I think about you, of course, as a general manager for the G League NBA team, and I think about Vice President Kamala Harris as you know, African-American female right there in the White House. All this D.C. stuff going on, that's a good thing about what's happening D.C. with African-American females. Just talk about that and what that means to you.
No, it's great. And, you know, I was the second, you know, female general manager in the G League in history. And the first was also a black woman. And one of my colleagues, Tori Miller, she was promoted to be GM of Atlanta's G League team in June. So, you know, having her and then having Kamala and, you know, also seeing what Stacey Abrams was able to do with voter turnout and voter registration this year to help, you know, push the Senate into, you know, our favor was, you know, something that was amazing to watch, and it's inspiring. And I'm happy to be in D.C. where, you know, I'm able to be around all of these leaders that are women because, you know, it gives me very firm examples to look up to. And, you know, ultimately, we just want to inspire the next wave of leaders. You know, I won't be the only, you know, general manager that's a female that of a G League team, but, you know, there's going to be a whole wave of new women that are coming in that are going to take on this role, and I'm excited to see it.
Wow.
Outstanding. We're talking with Amber Nichols, the new general manager for the Capital City Go-Go, D.C.'s G League team. And Amber, you know, once again, I keep saying it, congratulations on the promotion. Congratulations being a general manager. But I have to ask this one question that's been I've been dying to ask. Understanding you worked so hard for this, what did it feel like once you really got to this moment, and when did it really sink in and say, I am a general manager for a NBA franchise or a G League franchise?
Honestly, when Woj bombed it on Twitter, because usually, you know, Woj is like the official, unofficial source for all NBA news. So when that happened, it was just like, you know, my phone started going off, and, you know, everything just started blowing up. And, you know, I just took some time, and I just, you know, put my phone down, and I just, you know, thank God, like, man, I'm really here. You know, this is, you know, I'm halfway to being a GM of an NBA team one day.
Yep.
And so it just put it into perspective that, you know, at some point that's a realistic scenario for me if I keep putting in the work in. And so that was kind of the moment for me where it's just like, all right, now everybody knows your name. Everybody's watching you. So, I mean, now it's time to show and prove that you can do it. And so that's where my focus and my dedication has been, you know, since that moment. And I'm truly thankful. And, you know, I always, you know, love these opportunities to speak to people back home because, you know, a lot of people just, they know Raleigh, but they don't really know of it. So, like, being able to, you know, talk to people from my hometown and inspire them is something that I always want to continue to do. Like my mom always says, never forget where you come from. And I never want to do that.
Wow.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Wow. Incredible. Well, congratulations. That's good.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Amber. We appreciate you joining us. And we can't wait to talk to you again once things kind of get farther down the line. So you're part of the Sports Shop family. So hopefully you continue to stay around, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you, and hopefully you guys can come to the game when we play Charlotte's team in Greensboro.
There you go. We'll work on that.
We're done. Okay. We'll be there.
All right. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Amber.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.